Welcome to Looking Back Through the Files of the Bunyip at Gawler's History for Wednesday the 13th of August 2025. And I'm here downstairs in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre underneath the Gawler Civic Centre. Oh, it's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
And here with Kay once again. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
And I'll kick off with 150 years ago, talk of the Reek. The corporation certainly took a step in the right direction when they decided to erect a retaining wall on the west side of the old cemetery, and the work has been carried out by the contractors in a first-class manner. To judge from the opinions gleaned in my wanderings, the structure had given general satisfaction, and that is a great end gained, as in the small community of Gawler, it is a remarkably hard task to please everybody.
Very much.
What a lovely article.
Yeah.
Especially now, 150 years later, when that...
When they're actually really redoing it.
Yes.
Yeah, having to redo it. And gravity wins, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, the stone was calcified. So there's been a lot of controversy because the contractor was giving away off the stone, advertised that people would come and take it, and people were really concerned because... Any stone that could be reused should be reused. Like they did with the barn.
Yeah.
They reused, but they had Adrian Shackley standing over them saying, no, that stone's good, you're going to use it, and made them.
Yeah.
Whereas I think the contract, if they're left to their own devices, they'll do what's easiest. Yeah. And using old stone is not easy.
Yeah. And I think one of the issues was that a lot of the stone was substandard.
Yes.
As they worked through it, it had either deteriorated or it wasn't
calcified.
Reusable. So it can be a challenge. But talking of cemeteries, I actually went down to a service at Smithfield, graveside service at Smithfield yesterday, and I'd never been there.
Mm.
And I'd seen it grow up because, you know, they've a lot of trees around, and it really is quite lovely. It's not over manicured, like, you know, with lots of lawn and irrigation.
Yeah.
But it's really thoughtfully laid out with bands of gum trees and native vegetation, no hard surfaces or anything. And I thought, you know what, this space really appeals to me.
I didn't realise it's not an old cemetery.
No, it's only about 15 years, 20 years since it was established. It might be more.
Yeah.
100 years ago, alleged false pretences. At the Adelaide Court on Tuesday, an elderly man, Francis Stanley Jackson, was charged with alleged false pretences and remains until August 25. Detective Mel Huish, who made the arrest, said that Jackson was alleged to have obtained a quantity of rabbit skins valued at £15, the property of Gustav Karl Bedhart, the incident happening in Gawler on July 17. Accused is said to have pretended that he was a member of the firm of Prevost Brothers Tanners and Dryers of Gawler South, and that he had a tannery at Eden where rabbit skins were dyed. Well, rabbit fur and rabbit skins are quite valuable. Brought out here, introduced to hunt and meat and whatever. Mm. Stupid idea, but never mind.
Yes. Well, apparently originally they were introduced for hunting. Someone
like
down
foxes,
Western District.
Yeah,
one of the big landowners brought them out. And one story is that that's where all the rabbits in Australia originated from. Was this one property in the Western District where he had brought in rabbits for hunting, for sport, and they got out. Of course, they spread as rabbits.
Well, they breed as rabbits, don't they?
Yes, they breed like rabbits. Yes. So, 50 years ago, LGA first. Councillor Meredith Crome of Gawler has been elected president of the Mid-North Local Government Association. She is the first woman to be elected to head a regional group of this kind. Councillor Crome is elected at the annual conference of the association held at Sepplesfield recently. She succeeds Councillor W.F. Goodchild of Angaston. And it's interesting because just a couple of weeks ago, Tony Piccolo was talking about Meredith Crome. He's campaigning to get a street named after her.
Oh,
and
right.
She was Gawler's first woman councillor.
Yep.
In 1972, she served on Gawler Council from 72 to 83. She served for Gawler South Ward on Gawler Council from 1972 to 83. She's still alive, apparently. She now lives in Tasmania.
Oh, good on her.
Yeah. So hopefully they'll be.
I've heard that.
Yeah, so it's funny because I first heard of her 2 weeks ago and then the article
week. I'd known about it for a long time.
Yeah. But I wanted to include an article about the first woman counsellor for Gawler when I finally get that anthology I'm thinking of happening. So, yeah. And she's it. So I didn't know who that woman was. I wasn't able to.
Now
you know. Now I know. So, yes.
Because Gawler and surrounding areas too.
Yes.
25 years ago, New Age Fair sparks protest. A psychic fair spurred a biblical versus New Age war in Gawler during the weekend. The Christian congregation of the Little Flock Baptist Church protested outside the fair, which featured psychics, tarot card readers and palmists. About 15 church members handed out pamphlets which condemned the fair and labelled it an abomination. But the fair coordinator, Tatiana Jeffries, said the protest actually helped attract more people to the fair. And there's a little black and white thumbnail photograph of someone, some child having their face painted.
it's interesting.
I think they should have said to them, come in and have a, you know, bring your tent and talk about your belief too.
Yes.
Because who's to say which is the, anyway.
Yes, yeah.
Looking at it from an agnostic, non-religious point of view.
Well, the fair's still going well and strong, and I know lots of people. I think there's a degree of it's fun, it's colourful and fun that people love about it.
It's like that book, you know, that audio book we were just talking about, and, you know, there's a suspension of disbelief in it.
Yes, yeah.
And but it ended with, you know, a lot of the so-called psychic things, you, there's this logical answer, but there's some things that happen you think, well, there's no logical answer to that.
10 years ago, thieves seek easy targets. Thieves continue to see items in backyards, sheds and driveways as easy targets, resulting in a series of opportunist thefts in Gawler, Adelaide Plains and Barossa Valley regions over a recent two-week period. The spate began on July the 18th when 250 kilograms of firewood was stolen from the backyard of a business on Oliver Road, Reeves Plains. Three males were seen throwing the wood into a vehicle. A roof rack and lights were stolen from a vehicle parked in a driveway on Longford Street, Evanston, on July the 20th, while 2 days later three vacuum cleaners were stolen from a business on Main North Road, Gawler, on July the 22nd.
Bloody mongrels.
Yeah.
Dad was doing some work, I think at Lower Light or something like that one day, and he just had his tools in the back of the ute and he walked around to the back and then walked around, back around to the front, and by then his saw or something had gone, you know, his electric saw. Just in the matter of seconds, really. And it just saves. Right. That's it.
Yes, that's it. That's it for this week.
Well,
until next week.
Until next week. We'll speak then.
Yes. For old life.